Ho, 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 ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho, ho,
that man, right there.
Boom.
It's Baba Gumpino. He is a Canadian station. He is a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia. Brucey, Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Oh, you know.
Let's go. Let's go. We need you tonight, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
Come on, Bruce.
Let's go.
Come on, Knicks. Come on, you Knicks.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, what's up? Oh no, audio's totally fucked.
F's in the chat.
Oh no.
F's in the chat, boys.
F's in the chat.
You fucking can't. I literally just fucking the whole fucking thing.
Mitt.
I rebooted it because fucking Gravio wasn't fucking working right.
Mitt, you're still on a microphone.
They can't even hear me.
You don't know that.
What?
Now they can't.
Bill's it fixed?
F's in the chat.
You have chat open?
Yeah, I got the chat open.
Ask chat.
Hey, chat.
Chat. Chat.
Are there F's in the chat?
Let me know when chat is good. All right, we're good.
Can you hear me?
Papa, can you hear me?
From the top, put the freaking logo up.
The chat.
We didn't miss anything. Welcome to Hammer Down. Gump.
Good stuff.
What's going on, dude?
I rebooted the fucking computer.
Tony!
Hey!
Tony!
Now I got to talk to Bill about how I messed that up and how I did not do it again, so.
That's, hey, we live and we learn.
That's life. Tough. What's up, man?
We live and we learn. Dude.
Hey, you know what? That's kind of like gambling. It's a little circular. Usually, we went a couple weeks without some F's in the chat, and you know what came back? F's in the chat came hell back.
Yeah. What?
F's in the chat were due.
What you got there, Tony?
This?
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, Tony, you got it. Did you get a present?
I did. I got got this sent to me today.
Oh, wow.
Number one. Number one, Diggs.
Let me read you
this. Oh, no.
Let me read you the note. It said, Tone, thanks for repping the boys this past season. Unlike Gump, love the show. Feel the thunder. Shod.
Shout out the academies.
Good. Crazy, I'm the only one saluting.
We don't do that down here. Hand on the heart.
This is going straight into a
case.
Yeah, straight into a case.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
Have to. Maybe
give that to your daughter one day. I will.
Yeah. When she joins the Air Force and she's flying with fucking Maverick, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I will.
She'll be fucking designing those planes.
Fucking, I will.
Good tarp, dude.
I will. Good, great tarp. Maybe I'll fucking hang it right here where the wallpaper's falling down.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
No, those are bricks.
Oh, you can see the AC is somehow.
Yeah, it's loosening.
Hey, once I get back, I'll get to work on the wallpaper.
Hell yeah. Good gambling weekend we had, you know.
I got killed, Tony.
The horses were wild. I had a great day at the Oaks.
I thought I had it for a minute there. Reincarnate started well. He was there.
Had a great day at the Oaks. Hit two trifectas.
Yep.
And then the Derby day was not as good. Decided that since I didn't love a clear cut two, three horses, I went for the superfecta. Got the first three horses right in order.
Did you
really?
Did not get number four and number five.
No.
That'll happen. That was aggressive.
I feel like we got some nice numbers coming up at the Preakness, though.
What do you think, Bruce? Do we?
Yeah, for sure. So Forte, you know, barring any additional setbacks, will be back for the Preakness. He is the 3-1 favorite with your Kentucky Derby champion, Mage. I'm curious about Practical Move. I believe he got scratched for a temperature, so I don't know if they were never planning on sending him to the Preakness and where they might be pointing Practical Move, but he's the other kind of big name. It'll be those three at the top of the betting boards for sure. Right behind them, though, is my early lean, Connor's pick in the Derby. Two Phils is 5-1,
Phils.
Right behind the favorite. You know, I mean, he showed.
How did Two Phils do in the Derby?
Finished second.
Two Phils was.
Is this not what happened last year, though, where Dick Strike won, and then he was a favorite at Preakness and didn't win?
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, they're all three-year-olds, so coming in, nobody has anything on their resume as significant as a Kentucky Derby.
But Mage was not as big of a long shot as Dick Strike was.
No, Mage was 15-1. He finished second.
Oh, boy.
He finished second in the Arkansas Derby, but had a crazy difficult trip. Which, you know, I obviously didn't weigh enough.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. Fucking Mark, man.
That's not plugged in. You're going to have to plug that in.
It's a damn shame. Too bad, Bill.
Not plugged in,
Bill. Good seeing you. Everyone saw you, Bill. Good job.
Well, well, well. How you doing, Gumps?
Great. We were down 2-1 to the Wild, too, and 1-6.
Oh, but did the Wild kill Alter, or is that just the Kraken?
Oh, shit.
Who scored last night, Bill?
What are you talking about? You fucking Schultz?
Name one score.
Schultz?
He's busy smoking crack, dude.
Who is in net?
Can't look up and name all seven.
Look at this.
Who's in net?
This guy's a fucking Rangers fan, and even he knows.
Bill?
Come on, Gumps.
Who is in net, Bill?
What are you doing, Gumps?
Who is in net, Bill?
I wanted to be known. I didn't know this was happening.
This jersey, we're going to have to see the back of it.
What is the back?
I already see this back.
It's hanging off.
Yeah.
Guy's got a fucking C on his chest.
Hell yeah.
No,
why is it?
No, it's ripping off.
Why is it number 34?
What are you talking about? It's my football number, pal.
Hell yeah.
Not everyone can be fucking number one on the squad.
Hey, yeah. 3 plus 4 does equal 7, but... Not a lot of athletes in 34.
Couple sweet tarps in the studio.
Throw your Nashville tarp.
All right, Bill. I forgot that he was a Preds fan.
What are you talking about? Smashville's awesome.
It is a good tarp.
Hell yeah, Bill.
I mean, that was... I'll never get those few hours back in my life last night. That was great.
Yeah, the Knicks felt the same way. Absolute just dreadful watch.
Yesterday, too, it kind of was just...
So the Knicks ruined the Kentucky Derby for me.
What? Are the Heat this good though? Like, yes, I don't understand.
They just play so well as a group.
Did they throw the first game of the play-in against the Hawks? They had to.
Hey, I just wanted to say that Air Force tarp is absolutely incredible. And can't thank whoever sent that up for appreciating the service academies and everything those men and women do for this great United States of America.
There was one man standing strong, Nick. Guess who it was?
Thank you, service academies.
You need to get back here and defend your honor, okay?
Yeah,
you've been gone too long. You can't just have Bill coming here in a
fucking happening if I was sitting in that fucking seat. You know that.
You can't just have Bill coming here in a Kraken jersey. You've been gone too long.
Yeah,
fucking Monday. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Wendy Clark won the fucking PGA.
Yeah, shout out Wendy Clark.
Who?
Windham Clark. His name sounds like a country club.
It does. It really does. I didn't watch.
Who was in the lead for a bit though?
Zonder? Was it Zonder?
Zonder, I believe.
Wyndham was the lead. He finished out Sunday, right?
I believe Victor Hovland fared pretty well. Let's pull it up, huh?
You want to pull it up? Go ahead, pull it up.
Pull it up, Bruce.
Pull it up.
But back to the Knicks. Are the Knicks dead, Bruce? No way.
So
Quickly's out tonight?
Yeah, so Quickly is out. I mean, I do think that people are overreacting sort of as they do after a blowout wire-to-wire loss. But yeah, no Quickly tonight, so the second unit should take a bit of a hit. Jalen Brunson, it is all on his shoulders, in his hands. We need a massive, massive, borderline 40-minute effort out of Jalen Brunson.
I looked, when was Friday? Suns and Nuggets? Friday night, yeah.
Friday and Sunday.
And Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
So I looked at the box score after, because I fell asleep. And I was like, okay, Booker 40, KD 40. No one else had above 10. I was like, there's no way that could continue on. And then they did it again Sunday. But also, if you would have told me Jokic had 50 and Jamal Murray would have had 30, I probably would have signed up for them to win that one too.
I mean, what they've done has been unbelievable. Booker's fucking field goal percentage. You see his field goal percentage.
He's unbelievable.
14 for 18.
Bro.
Dude, I watched him when we went to Phoenix. I saw him play. I was like, give me that futures ticket right now.
It's starting to feel like the NBA is literally just like Maybe you just need a couple superstars and fuck it.
Just dude, combine for fucking 50 or for 85 points a night.
It's funny because after the Nuggets went up 2-0, everybody and their dog was like, you can't win like that. You got to have a defense. And now everyone's like, oh, maybe you just need KD and Booker. What do they do with Chris Paul, though, when he comes back?
Fucking don't.
Bench his ass. Yeah. Who cares?
No, you got to let him rip.
Yeah, dude, no, he's never won a title.
But you don't want to take
the ball out of Booker's hand. It'd be like a Chris Paul game in here.
No, yeah, let Devin Booker fucking play the point guard. Honestly, put Chris Paul in the secondary.
Put him at the five.
I was being serious. Put him with the secondary unit and let him distribute with
your four blast punch. Well, not the worst idea. Actually, Aiden played well last night too, actually.
Aiden's going to have to play well if they're going to win a game.
He heard the slander.
He heard it.
Yeah.
He heard the slander.
Hard not to.
Bit unfair. He does a lot of dirty work.
Speaking of basketball. Let's do it tonight.
Jesus.
Give me the ball and I'm going to dunk it. Da-da-da-da-da-da, sweat ball. All right.
We'll start with the first game because it's
basketball. Can we start with an alarming stat?
Is it basketball?
Yeah.
Basketball.
Warriors are 14-32 ACS on the road this year.
Yeah, bad road trip.
Yeah. That's been my gimmick this entire year, actually.
This is Mike Offer.
Yeah, no. He keeps fucking with my mic.
No, it's on and it's a. You got 11 now.
Push a button or something.
No, I mean my what the fuck? Okay, now I think it's on, but
I'm so
confused. Yeah, no, we moved it to maybe an inch, and now I can hear myself completely clear. But my thing is, if Jordan Poole starts tonight, who in the fuck are they gonna have guarding like LeBron? It just makes no sense to me what the fuck they're doing defensively. The Golden State Warriors, what they're doing defensively, because they just don't have the interior defense to guard AD and LeBron. So they're trying to make up with it by starting Poole to get more points. But like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out that strategy and why they would ever do that. But whatever. I don't really love the Lakers tonight, honestly. And I'm the biggest Lakers mark of all time. Not of all time, but
really?
Pretty damn close.
The worry is that AD can't run it back two games in a row. Right?
Well, he hasn't shown that once in the playoffs.
Yeah, that is the worry here.
And he did it, what, 3 fucking years ago now at this point? Is the last time he played 2 back-to-back games in the playoffs with, like, honestly, with, like, a double-double and 20-plus. So, like, I'm worried that this is going to be the LeBron game that I miss out on and not bet. But even if that happens...
Not betting the Lakers?
I just don't want to bet the number because I honestly think they're going to split. They're going to split.
Take money line, dude. Play the juice.
Well, what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to parlay the Knicks plus the 4 because I just think that the Knicks have to show fucking something here. I know it's the Heat. I've been making money on the Heat all playoffs, but I don't know. I think the series are both going to get split. I think both of these are going 7. So that's where I'm going tonight with a plus 4 parlay, Lakers money line, Knicks plus 4.5.
Favorites 40-17 straight up in the playoffs. Home favorites 27-16 ATS in the playoffs. Give me both dogs. I don't just feel like these series are both going to go 2-2. I don't see both these teams getting blown out back-to-back games, man.
That home favorite stat that you just said, I honestly don't really believe because I feel like these playoffs, a lot of dogs have been winning.
It's been a lot of chalk.
Or at least, yeah, I guess they've just been covering because I'm thinking of a Knicks game where the Heat fucking covered and the Knicks barely won.
Bruce, what are you doing in the NBA?
We talked about it a bit with the Knicks, but I'm on Jalen Brunson 25+ and Julius Randle 20+ parlayed together. That's plus 150. I am tepidly on the plus 4.5, but I'm worried. But hey, hopefully that's when they'll surprise us in the late game. I like Klay Thompson's over of 21.5. He was terrible in game 3. I think that's a good number for him to go over, maybe drop 23-24.
Okay. I like that.
I've gone back and forth on Warriors Lakers, but I've been pretty steadfast in Knicks plus the points.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it.
I can't get a read on these series, to be honest with you.
No, I've gone fucking Warriors plus 3 to Lakers money line like 3 times today, so Maybe don't ride with me on that one.
Okie dokie.
I just can't have Gabe Vincent and Duncan Robinson ruining my life.
Dude, it's
so ridiculous.
I fucking believe that the Heat are this good, man.
The
Bulls had them on the rope.
Yeah, they were almost, yeah. Nick said he doesn't need to come in today. It's the Coils.
Coils.
Yeah. Tell you what, Oilers now favorites to win the whole thing at +350. Oilers 60-minute fucking Draisaitl just fucking score. Like, I don't know, man. That was
What happened to Vegas?
They're just
I just don't think if the Oilers are going how the Oilers can go, I don't think anybody's getting in their way. Because who do you like from?
It's kind of like when.
Who do you like from the other conference now? Like, we get to the Stanley Cup final. You think the Oilers aren't going to beat the Panthers?
It's kind of like when Sid and Gino got over
the hump. They might not.
And they were basically two of the top five in the NHL. Good luck.
I mean, I don't know if the Coilers can get past the fucking Krackhouse, to be honest with you.
Oh,
the Kraken ain't getting past the Stars.
And, you know, who's to say that the Devils don't get it going there?
When they fly around, they fly.
The Devils just don't care about games one and two. They don't matter. The Devils might trot out four straight.
Yeah.
Like, I firmly believe that the Devils are going to win that. It's like, if you like the Devils or you like the Stars right now, like, Devils to win the cup, place 800, 900 for the Stars. Like, Texas Hockey laid a fucking egg against the Wild in game 3-2. The only thing is Otter, like, it was 5 goals against on 17. Like, it's not like the Kraken really outplayed the Stars that badly.
I'm on Vegas tonight, +1.5, -150.
Okay. Let's do
feed me some OT.
Let's do baseball tonight. No, that's basketball.
Give me the ball and I'm gonna dunk it.
Oh, thought we were doing the baseball one.
We could.
We start in Cleveland. Tigers are in Cleveland. Cleveland are $2 favorites. I was looking for a way to take the Guardians. $2 is a little much for me. I didn't want to lay the half. Tigers have actually been decent as of late, but Cleveland does have the pitching matchup here.
Yeah, I'm out. Too rich.
Okay.
Too rich.
Oh, boy. Rockies are in PNC. The Bucks.
Hey, oh, boy.
Your NL.
Come on.
Hold on.
Come on, Buckos.
Your NL Central leading Buckos.
Yes.
Fresh off a sweep.
Feels like hold the phone. What's the Buckos record since Mint hopped on board, actually?
0-7, I believe.
Oh, jeez.
Are you being fucking serious?
Yes. Since you jumped on, I believe they're 0-7.
Mint, the mush.
I jump on the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're down 3-0, right?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say that I just hopped on the Pirates bandwagon because I hopped on the Pirates bandwagon to start the season when I first said my favorite player got called up and was starting at second base.
Maybe.
You know that I fucking said that. You didn't even know who he was.
Jay Bay, I know who Jay Bay.
You know who he is now because he's a dog. So I have been a Pirates fan all fucking year because they took all my favorite fucking players.
How it works. From their AAA team. Hey.
Yes, that's how it works. And they're not selling them this year, so I'm going to keep rooting for them until they ship them off.
Give me the Rockies first 5 +0.5.
I'm fucking done. F's in the chat. F's in the chat.
Yeah, I like the Rockies +1.5. Okay.
Listen.
Holy shit. Give me the Pirates. Full game money line.
Mitchy Mitch has been really good. Freeland's been pretty good too.
Fucking guys. Just log me in right now. Bucko's money line, you fucker.
McClanahan is going against Gibson in the Orioles.
-180. A lot of juice on the Buckos.
Yeah, there is. Also -180 of the Rays. I'll lay a half.
Orioles have won every first game of a series year.
Mine was a first 5 -0.5 with the Rays because I don't want to lay that much juice. But you could. Yeah. Like if you're parlaying it and it's -188, first 5.
Yeah, we could get Rays win first 5 and the streak maybe goes on. I'm with you on that one, Tony. I love McClanahan.
Okay. Oakland. in New York.
This is absurd what we're seeing here.
So I actually just saw a stat. There's three teams that Oakland has more hits than on the year. The Yankees are one of them. Yankees haven't been great, but I'll lay the 1.5 with the Yankees here tonight.
Yeah, there is no reason Yankees should be -1.5 at plus money against the A's on a full game.
Yeah, full game, the 180 is super short. Love the Yankees tonight.
Miklos is in Chicago against Stroman.
Tony.
Give me the Cubbies first five money line, please.
Orioles lost every first game of the series or won every game. Cardinals lost every first game of the series. I like Cubbies first five money line.
Yeah. We are on the same side there. Dodgers, Brewers.
What is this?
108-108. Let me do an updated check.
All rise.
I will be on the Brewers first five money line -130.
Yeah, give me the Dodgers first.
Whoa.
We're talking about the Dodgers.
Yeah, we're talking about pick them with the Dodgers.
The fucking Gonsolin hasn't been great.
He's been decent. Good enough.
Well, I'm on the other side, okay? Dylan Cease and Greinke, no thank you.
This price is too short for the White Sox first five money line. I think Greinke has hit no run first inning in every one of his starts, so throw that in there too.
Okay.
Yeah. The only reason we're not talking about how bad the Royals are is because of the A's.
Sure, I agree.
Give me the White Sox -130.
Yeah, that's so short for Cease. I mean, I know he's hit he can't fucking do it for a full year, this guy, man.
Hunter Brown and Sandoval, I think, is a pretty even matchup there, so I'm staying away.
I like Houston at a decent price, first five money line.
Man, I wanted to get down on Zach Gallen, but $2, I'm all right on the...
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Man, I wish the Mariners were a better hitting team because I'd be all over them tonight.
Texas is 20-13.
The real deal.
Evaldi's fucking dealing now too, dude. Oh, big news, boys. Fucking Big Maple fucking joined the club.
Really?
Bruce's favorite lefty, fucking Paxton.
Enjoy. He's on the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those overs will continue to be hitting at Fenway Park.
Fucking fresh off Tommy Young.
Are you taking Mariners or Rangers?
I'm on Gilbert and Mariners first five money line. Do not love it, though. John Gray's decent.
I do love the Rangers +1.5, okay. -154 the whole game.
And then Nats are going against Desclafani at 230. I'm good.
No.
Okay.
Nats D-backs was pretty electric this weekend, though. A lot of comebacks.
Yeah. So I'm on Rays first five -0.5. Rockies first five +0.5. Yankees full game -1.5. Milwaukee first five money line and Cubs first five money line.
Buccos full game money line. Rays first five -0.5. Yanks full game -1.5. White Sox first five money line. Dodgers first five +0.5. Cubs first five money line. Stros first five money line. Mariners first five money line.
Okay.
I've got the Rockies +1.5, the Yankees -180, the Cubs -130, the Dodgers pick them any way you can get them, the White Sox -130, and then the Texas Rangers +1.5.
Sorry, I dropped a pair of scissors on my...
That's not good scissor safety.
It's really not.
It's really, really, really not.
It's really, really not.
It's not. Tony, it's not.
We got Chomps tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't see this often. Real Madrid is double chance, -140 at home against Man City.
What are we looking at on the aggregate there?
This is the first game.
First leg.
There is few things that strike fear into English teams' hearts like Real Madrid on a Tuesday night.
I agree.
Does not matter what's going on in La Liga. Real Madrid is Champions League fucking gold. I also don't hate Real Madrid money line +220. I think that is.
Yeah.
Well, I know how good City is. I get it. But City has not fucking won a Champions League final, and Real Madrid does it at all times.
And City, like, Real's the type of team that City likes, or City's the type of team that Real likes to play against.
Oh yeah, like they'll be fucking Benzema.
Estadio Santiago Bernabéu is gonna be absolutely.
You remember on this day what happened?
On this day, I don't.
Fucking Lucas Moura put the fucking Spurs into the fucking championship.
On this day,
it was fitting that after the Bruins got knocked out, they went and visited fucking the Tottenham.
Whoa! All right, anything else, boys?
No, that's good, brother.
What's this U.S. Open Cup?
Huh?
MLS?
Yeah, is there MLS tomorrow? I thought they were a weekend outfit. U.S. The Open Revs, Cup.
The Revs, anytime you see the New England Revolution at plus money, just take it. Like, they were plus 220 going into Toronto this weekend, dude.
Gotcha.
It's absurd. They're plus money again.
There's no MLS games until Saturday, Bruce. I don't know what you're looking at.
It says tomorrow, U.S. Open Cup.
Oh, who's playing in it?
Florida FC's playing Orlando. Inter Miami's playing Charleston Battery. New England's playing Pittsburgh Riverhounds.
That's MLS teams versus
USL and yeah. MLS.
Oh, so it's like an exhibition?
Well, no, it's just...
The river.
Has the league below it in it as yes. well. They're trying to like, make it like
Indy 11 versus an MLS team. The Riverhounds yeah, exactly. is Pittsburgh's.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like New England Revolution are plus 170 again this weekend. Like, what are we talking
What are we about? Doing?
What are we doing?
Tell you what we're doing. We're fucking gambling on sports, and we're going to do it again tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.